Hello, welcome everyone. Welcome to this very like urgent masterclass. I feel like they announced these Virgos on such short notice this time. So welcome to our emergency meeting to make sure you have all the information that you need ahead of the buy one get one free sale, which is going live tomorrow, Tuesday the 18th of February 2025. So thank you to those of you who've managed to hop on and join us live, and welcome to everybody who is watching this on the recording. Just gonna do a quick bit of housekeeping, please. Oh yeah, I think I've gone through and muted everyone. If you want, you can find your chat box and let us know where you're coming in from, or if you've got any questions during the class, just pop them in the chat and we'll try and see if we've got time to answer them at the end. My name is Dot. For those of you who are watching this and don't know me, I am based in South Devon in Totnes, and I have been using these incredible oils as our kind of family toolkit for health and well-being since 2018. And I started my business in September 2021. So been feeling starting to feel like I've been around for a bit of time now. And we've done a lot of these BOGO master classes. I always host them with my dear friend Rushna, who's also on the call with us today, because we know that it's really exciting when doTERRA announces a sale like this, where you can get 10 oils, or actually 11 oils, for the price of 5. But only if you know what you're doing with them. So I will quickly let Rushna introduce herself as well, and then we can get into the class.
Hello, I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. But hello, I'm Rishna. I'm from Essex, and we as a team have quite a strong Essex Devon connection. But it's really lovely to see our kind of team growing and getting more geographically looser, should I say. So that's quite nice. I do the business with my husband, Jamie, and some of you have seen him on stage. And we're going to be in convention this year, so that's quite exciting. And yeah, as Dot said, I'm really excited about the BOGOs. I always love BOGOs because it gives me a chance to already, I've got my eye on a few of them, and I'm like, I was going to put them on my basket already. So it just feels like a little bit of a treat to get something extra with it. So that's quite nice. But that's it really for me. I'm going to get started, and I can get started actually, unless you have an. Oh no, you're going to start. Dot. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, so just before we get into the oils and the pairings, just a little bit of an explanation and an insight into the BOGO week, or buy one, get one free. So I come from a retail background, actually. Before I worked with doTERRA, I used to work in fashion, and for a long time I worked in retail. And a sale was always like a way to kind of clear out old stock, or when you had too much stock of something, and things would get reduced to make space for the new stuff coming in. But the BOGO offers, the buy one, get one free offers from doTERRA, are they couldn't be more different from that. And so I do get very passionate about sharing them, because I know what a difference it's made to me as a mum, as a self-employed person, and it's just like an adult trying to get along in this crazy world. I know what a difference it makes to me to have these oils that I can lean into for my physical health, for my emotional health, whether it's, for my digestion, or for my stress levels, or for, cooling down after exercise, or like all of these different things that we need help with in life. Having doTERRA in my house over the past, well, now we're getting on to like 7 years, that has just been transformational. And so the fact that 3 times a year doTERRA open up the possibility for people to get twice as much oils for their money, to me, is just the greatest gift. And so that's why we always have done these master classes, to really share and educate around the oils, so that you really know what's available and just how powerful this toolkit could be for you. So we've kind of created this master class to overview the individual oils and the products that are in the bundle. We're going to talk about the physical, emotional, and spiritual benefits of all of the products that are in there. And for new customers, we're going to explain how you can use this as an incredible opportunity to start your journey with doTERRA. They are a really amazing bunch of offers this time, and so different from anything we've seen before, because actually we've got the collagen in there, which is huge and not something I've ever seen in a buy one get one free offer since it launched a couple of years ago. So just to quickly run through it, the offers are that if you buy the MetaPower Advantage, which is the collagen from doTERRA, you will receive MetaPower Assist, which is a blood sugar stability product. We're going to go into a lot more detail with all of this. But yes, you get those two together. you'll get the assist for free. If you buy spearmint, you'll receive lime for free. If you buy tea tree, you'll receive tangerine for free. Purchase Jasmine Touch, which is a rollerball, and you'll get the Intune rollerball for free. And if you buy grapefruit, you'll receive the Mexican cuisine blend for free, which is not normally available. And if you buy the whole bundle, you get a rollerball of the most heavenly blend called Citrus Bloom, which is known as the Oil of New Beginnings. And it's just so, yes, it's perfect for this time of year when we're kind of coming out of our winter hibernation. I do just need to caveat this. As Rishna said at the beginning, our team is expanding and growing, and we go well beyond the borders of the UK now. Just for reference, if you're watching this on the replay, these offers are only available in Europe. So the different regions in doTERRA run buy one, get one free and sale offers at different times based on the seasons and what's going on in each different market. So if you are tuning in from America or Australia, New Zealand, any of those other places where we've got team, even the UAE, and you're tuning into this all excited, I'm afraid to say these offers will not be available to you if you don't have a European doTERRA account. So, yeah, just to caveat that, and we are going to work hard on making sure that we bring education around the international offers that come out from doTERRA soon as well. But yeah, so this is a spotlight of what is available. And now I am going to pass over. Oh, no, it's me first, isn't it? You've thrown me now, Rishna. Okay, so I will quickly get into some of these products. So the first pairing, MetaPower Advantage and MetaPower Assist. MetaPower is the overarching kind of product line within doTERRA that deals with metabolic health. So they wanted to create a group of products that really looked into increasing our health span alongside our lifespan. So over the past kind of few generations, lifespans have been getting longer, but our health spans don't match that of the lifespan. So the whole MetaPower range has been created to increase our health span, to give us a longer run of healthy years. And like one of the core products of that whole range is our MetaPower Advantage, which is the doTERRA collagen. In 2 years, so it launched 2 years ago at convention, and in that time it raced to the front of the queue, and it is now our best selling supplement inside doTERRA Europe. It is like the number one most popular item that's sold across the whole of doTERRA Europe. It contains nine different types of collagen. So most collagens only focus on the kind of beauty collagen, so collagen that's specifically targeted to the skin, but the doTERRA collagen actually looks at a whole spectrum. So there are lots of different types of collagen, and the doTERRA one contains nine different strains. So it works with, as well as the skin, which is obviously great and important, it also supports with eye health, with joint health, gut health, and several other factors as well. So all different areas where you're going to start to feel the dramatic improvement. My mum had had 2 years of horrendous digestive discomfort at the point when the doTERRA collagen launched, and she had tried everything. She'd been for tons and tons of screenings, all sorts of different invasive tests. They couldn't find anything wrong with her. So from the medical system, she was just sort of discharged with, oh well, we can't find anything, so just carry on. And it was really making her miserable. Like she couldn't really leave the house. She was really, really stuck. And she's when the MetaPower collagen launched at our European convention 2 years ago, I brought some home for her, and it made such a difference to her that by the end of like 3 or 4 days of using it, she sent me a message and she said, I don't know what's in that collagen, but I feel like I've got my life back. So this is a collagen that I feel, product from doTERRA that I feel very strongly about sharing for everything, not just about how we look, but also how we feel, gut health, and all these other things. It has also got NMN, which is an abbreviation of something that I can't try to say, but no, I can't do it. So NMN is an ingredient which is a precursor to the body's ability to produce NAD plus. So this is like, I'm talking in acronyms, which doesn't make it very easy, but basically NAD plus is a really crucial component for our body, our skin, and our body to look and feel better. And you can't really supplement with it. There are injections that you can have of NAD plus, but they are very, very expensive. But NMN is the precursor in the body that helps the body naturally create more of it. And so it's amazing that they've put it into the collagen. It's compared to injections, it is way like, I mean, the injections is hundreds and hundreds of pounds per month to kind of keep it up, and you have to keep having them. Whereas you can actually for that, for the NAD plus, but actually with the NMN and the collagen, it's kind of replacing that. So that is incredible. So it's all about cellular integrity and health span. If you're menopausal and suffering with street sleep, taking this in the evening before bed has been shown to be really, really beneficial. For other people, if you're using it, you know, if you don't have any sleep problems, probably take it in the morning. That's when I take mine every morning, with some filtered water, and you just whiz it up. So if you buy that, which personally it's on my loyalty order every month anyway, you will then receive the MetaPower Assist for free. Now, I did a deep dive onto this kind of side of things when the MetaPower products launched. And MetaPower Assist is a blood sugar stabilizing product. So I actually have tracked my blood sugar using the MetaPower Assist with a CGM, a continuous glucose monitor. And the difference is phenomenal. So with the MetaPower Assist, it is a blend of mulberry leaf and berberine and a few other components. And it slows the how do I say it? So it like manages the breakdown of carbohydrates in the body so that it flattens the blood sugar spike. So every time our blood sugar spikes and then drops back down again, that is like an aging process in the body. So what we want to do as much as possible is maintain a stable blood sugar throughout the day, because this will stop us from having like any afternoon slumps and sugar cravings and crashes and fatigue and that side of things. So when we eat, but when we eat things that are kind of carb heavy, we naturally have a spike in our blood sugar that then has to come back down again. And when we take MetaPower Assist 20 minutes before a meal, that big spike is flattened. It's quite remarkable. My own results really blew my mind. So I've literally seen it working in real time in my own body. And you know, if you're interested in maintaining your blood sugar, lots of people have really tapped onto this with the prevalence of things like Zoe or Veri. Also, the glucose goddess has done a lot of work around supporting, you know, explaining how we can support more stable blood sugar. MetaPower Assist is just an easy tablet. You take one 20 minutes before a meal. 20 minutes is really the optimum time. If you take it too far ahead, it doesn't work so well. And if you take it too close, it doesn't work so well. So 20 minutes, like while you're cooking the dinner, take your MetaPower Assist, and it's going to stabilize your blood sugar and give you a really good, healthy blood sugar balance throughout the day. So it's amazing that you can get this one for free to try it out. And then, you know, if you're interested in tracking your blood sugar and things, you'll be absolutely fascinated. So that is our first pairing. And now I will pass over to Reshna.
I love it. You speak about MetaPower so well. I love listening to you. So thank you. So I'm going to move on. So our first pairing is spearmint and lime. So they're both 15 ml bottles. I'm just going to whiz through. There's slides here, and I'm going to whiz through some information there and tell you a little bit about my own kind of take on them as well. So spearmint is minty, fresh, and sweet. It's so much softer than peppermint. So obviously peppermint can work in a similar kind of way, but it's just that much stronger and like more vibrant in your senses. And spearmint is just toned down a little bit gentler. And I find that spearmint is used a lot more with children, and a lot of the blends that are made for children that peppermint could necessarily be put in, spearmint is then used instead. And so that kind of gives a flavor for what spearmint can do. It's a similar kind of content as peppermint, but it's just softer. It's just gentler in that sort of sense. And as it says, that it's milder than peppermint, and it's quite refreshing. 70% ketones. I love that. So it's gonna do so many. It's so good for the body in so many different ways. And I want to talk a little bit about that really. So it's known as an anti septic, actually. So that's not known generally about spearmint, but it can be used as an antiseptic. It also can be used as a decongestant. So it's really good for children. So when we think about using oils as a decongestant, and then thinking about babies and children, this is a gentler one to be able to use. You know, maybe using it, I often, when my children were younger, putting things like peppermint or eucalyptus in the shower as a steam. Spearmint is one that would really work really well as well. It's also really good as a digestive. So the things that you can use it for is like 1 to 2 drops in your water as a digestive and natural general digestive, or all for indigestion in itself as well. It's absolutely brilliant for baby's colic, actually. So you can use it to make you can make up a really gentle roller bottle and use it around the baby's belly button or on the bottom of the feet to work as a colic, which is work with the baby as if it has colic. You can use it as nor like a nause for nausea. So the best way to use it for nausea would be like put it on your pulse points, smell it. It could be depending on how a mother feels, a pregnant woman feels. If they're not adverse to the smell, peppermint would be a really a gentler one to use for nausea if they're going through that, because ginger is the one that we would usually recommend. It can be quite strong when you're pregnant and might not be the right one for you. So it's an alternative that you could use. And actually, because of certain components in spearmint, it could be used for achy muscles. And I've been looking into this a little bit more. So when I think about my children and they have like growing pains, it's something that can be used with some of the other oil blends that you might have to add in to help with those achy muscles and growing pains for children. Again, because it's just that little bit gentler, but it will work with the body. So I love that actually. We use it quite often as an alternative mouthwash because I like spearmint in comparison to peppermint. It's like softer. So using it in your like existing mouthwash or in water as a mouthwash, and having like a dab of it to use it as a breath freshener is a really lovely thing to do. And another not known fact with it is it could really help with strong and heavy menstruation. So if you're somebody who's dealing with heavy menstruation, you can actually take a few drops of it, put it on the back of your neck, over your abdomen, and also diffuse it. And it's known to help with heavy menstruation. So that's really, I find that really interesting as well. So in terms of like, it says a few things here. So it's known as the oil of confidence speech. And we often talk about that in our team, actually, because a lot of like, especially Dot, she does a lot of speaking. And when I have done speaking as well, it's the oil that I would use and she would use to work with around the throat chakra to in terms of helping us feel that confidence and opening up that throat chakra and feeling able to speak and say the things that we want to say. It kind of works emotionally in encouraging us to kind of like be free in our thoughts and confident in the way that we open ourselves out and feel as if we can say the things we want to say in the way that we want to say it. And interestingly, it's in this second slide that we're looking at now. It's connected to the third eye chakra and the animal guide of the bat, which I find that's really interesting because even though we're talking about like confident speech and like the throat chakra, when you think about it, our third eye is so connected in that form. Like we really need to like feel clear, seeing, clear feeling in order to be able to like communicate ourselves and what's coming through for us. And the bat, I mean, I don't know much about bat energy, but the bat energy for me is, I mean, if you think about it, they kind of see really clearly in the dark, don't they? So like they are able to like feel that clarity, that third eye clarity, in order to be able to see what they need to see. And so if we can connect into that energy, like to be able to see in the darkness, I love that. To be able to see in the darkness, to be able to then convey whatever it is that's inside ourselves and to communicate it well. And I like love to look at like the metaphysical and spiritual benefits of most of the oils that I use. And some things that I've looked into is spearmint can actually be used as a cleansing and protective ritual. So using it in rituals which are for cleansing and protection, in particular for aura cleansing. And that's really interesting. So if you're somebody who's interested in creating like aura sprays or creating energy in terms of clearing auras, then spearmint is your one to use. And I just love that feeling into that energy, like that clearing, that freshness of that energy. It also is a really good one to work with astral journeys and dream work. So if you're somebody who likes to do something like that, spearmint is really, affordable and you're able to get it. then it's one to work with that, because often the other oils that work with astral journeys and dream work is not one that we can get so easily. So for me, it's like really nice that we can get an oil like that and use in this way. And last of all, slightly different but like really interesting and popular way of using it is for studying and concentration. Again, another reason why it's good for like children and even ourselves. So if you're going to be, if you're studying, if you're doing something and learning, pop it in the diffuser, have it in the background, and it will really help your your concentration and studying. So that's that. And the affirmation, I just want to say out loud, I speak my truth and I am understood. I love that. So that connection to the third eye and the throat, like I know myself, I feel myself, and I can speak it out loud. I love that. So yeah. We didn't put the prices on here, so I don't know if you're going to say anything later, but I just want, I've got them written down, so I'm just going to mention them. So like the spearmint you can get for $32.25. These are wholesale prices that we're working on, and you'll get the lime for free. And so I'm going to move on to lime, and lime is $16.25, and you're getting that absolutely free, and a 15 ml bottle. And it's beautiful. So lime, it's the oil of zest. And it's a really, really special oil, actually. When you think of the lime, I read somewhere that lime is known as the leprechaun of the lemon family. I found that really funny. Like, it's really funny. And it says a lot about it, doesn't it? It's just like a little bit like, kooky, and it's like a little bit interesting. And the reason I find it quite interesting is we work with a lot of us on our team, and we've been training with a protocol with Boyd Truman called the Symphony of the Cells. And lime is on some of those powerful protocols. And I've always questioned that and gone, oh, what is lime? Why is lime in these ones? And when you look into it, you realize how powerful this oil it actually is. So in particular, it's antimicrobial, it's antiviral, it's also restorative. So already just those three properties, there's other things about it that's beautiful as well, but those three properties, you can see how beneficial it is to the body, especially when we're going through with certain things and we need to help our bodies. So in particular, it can be really used well for like chronic coughs. So you can like drop it if you've got a cough that's not seems to be going, you can drop a couple of drops or some carrier on your chest, back of your neck, and your lumbar reflex points as well. I'm sorry, your lung reflex points as well, to help you. At the same time, it's supportive of any kind of like colds and run when you run down and getting those kind of things like that. If you've got a sore throat, you can actually use it as a gargle for your sore throat. And again, it's not one that we would particularly go to usually, but when you know that it has those antimicrobial and antiviral properties, then it makes sense for us to go towards pick lime. It also, again, the antiviral, it can be used as on a cold sore. So we've talked about cold sores in the past and some of our BOGOs, and we can use some of the oils that we have. And this is such a cheap alternative because you can just dab it straight onto the cold sore. The only thing about lime is that it is sun sensitive. So if you're doing something like that, just think about where you are, if the sun's out, and whether you're going to be going out. What did you write there, Dom? It's 65. I'm going to ask you to read that out because it's gone.
What I found when I was looking at it as well is that it's 65% of the oil is made up of delimonene, which is a chemical constituent that is absolutely amazing for the immune system. So lemon oil is really, really supportive for the liver and immune system because it has 70% delimonene, and delimonene is a compound that helps the body produce glutathione, which is essential for the functioning of the liver and the immune system. And actually, lime has almost as much, like 65%, which is massive. So it is a real powerhouse for the immune system as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that I love that fact, and like understanding why it can be used in that way on the body in like in those really powerful protocols. We talked a little bit about obviously how it can be used and how beneficial it is. It's one that we can ingest as well, like lime. So it's amazing to be able to use in your house. I've used it in water before, but in smoothies, in like desserts, or in actually even savory foods. I sometimes might squeeze some lime in it. I've put it in salad before instead of lemon. I love it with Greek yogurt. as and then mixing it into Greek yogurt. So if you're having it as an accompaniment with like curry or dal or even dipping, so it's just incredible. So yeah, like just thinking about how you can use it, you only need like a drop and it goes so far. So I have some interesting things to talk about in terms of like other parts of known facts about lime in terms of the emotional properties, but also the metaphysical things. So on the next slide, it tells you a little bit about the kind of emotional properties, and I love to kind of visit this. So it's bringing you kind of giving you space to bring in like light and joy into your life, and I love that. So like bringing that lightness, that zestiness into your life, creating happiness and honesty, and it helps people to like to get rid of and that resistance of behaviors that is avoidance or repression. So if we're in that kind of avoidance kind of mentality, it reminds us not to be in that space ourselves. It's connected to the heart chakra and animal guide of antelope. And I don't know much about that, so but you can look it up. I'm not going to go into too much about that. And I love the affirmation: my future is filled with good things. I embrace adventures because I'm perfectly supported. But something I found out is from the Malay folklore, they love to use it because they believe that evil spirits hate lime oil, and I love this. So what they so because of that, it's used a lot in purification, cleansing, and especially protection. And when we think about it being in the lemon family, I think of lemon as being protection, as being cleansing. And so when you think about it, if lime is that much stronger, if lime is like, you know, like that tart energy, if you think about it, and cuts through things, it's perfect for that kind of energy. So using it in those kind of rituals and protection. Apparently it's also used in love spells, because if you think about that zest of life, you know, like creating that zest, rather than like meditative feelings, what you want to do is bring that energy, like bring that energy out. So using it in love spells, or just, you know, like love for yourself and love for your life, and strengthening your own spiritual boundaries when you're working with things that might be a little bit sticky or like uncomfortable. So I like that element of it. Yeah, and that's the end of line for me. Yeah.
Yeah, they're an amazing pair. Let's have a look though. We are on to the next one. Okay, so the next pairing that we're going to talk about is tea tree and tangerine. So if you buy tea tree for £22.50, you will receive your tangerine worth £15.75 for free. So a brief introduction into some of the kind of more practical applications. So tea tree is actually one of our oils that features in our top 10 oils, like the kind of the core 10 that are so foundational and really should be. There should be a bottle of tea tree in every household, really. It's kind of known as the original kind of antibacterial, antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral. On a practical level, it's really supportive for healthy hair, skin, and nails. So any kind of like hair, like nits, basically, or kind of flaky scalp, it can be good for that. Also, like any kind of fungal toenails or fungal nail situations, it's an amazing wound purifier and skin healer. Brilliant in all of those ways. You can add it to your cleanser if you have quite oily skin. It can be a really good one for cleansing the skin. And it's really one that I find in classes, in workshops, when I'm in person with people, when they smell the doTERRA tea tree for the first time, they're always amazed because they expect it to have this very kind of chemical smell, because so much tea tree that's on the market is actually synthetic. And then when you smell the doTERRA one, it's so herbaceous and so almost floral, that it's a totally different experience. It's actually beautiful. So a really great kind of practical oil to have on hand for all of the kind of little invasive things that we can have in life, all these like parasites or viruses and bacterial infections, all of that sort of thing. Tea tree is amazingly supportive for. And so I'm gonna sort of do the practical stuff and then go into the more emotional stuff in the next slide. Tangerine is a really unique citrus oil. When you smell it, it has such Yeah, it has a really different smell. It smells like a blend to me. When I smell tangerine, it doesn't smell like a single oil. It's really, really complex. So it almost smells like a blend. And in that way, it's really interesting. So the chemical makeup of tangerine means that it can be a stimulant and be really uplifting, but also can be very soothing and sedative and calming for us, which that in itself is quite interesting, that dynamic that it can really bring us up or it can calm us down. And the amazing thing about working with essential oils, especially when they're pure, like the ones from doTERRA, is they don't have a standardized response in the body. So when we use sort of over-the-counter medications or prescription medications, they have what we call a standardized response, meaning that they're going to go into the body and do exactly what they've been put in there to do. They re behave in a standardized way. When we work with essential oils, they actually have a unique response to the body. So they will go in and communicate with the body and then do what's needed to be done. So, for example, if you were to give someone who needed like a medication to bring down their blood pressure, if it was an over-the-counter medication, it would go into anyone, whether their blood pressure was high or not, and work to reduce the blood pressure. Whereas with an essential oil, say that was could reduce blood pressure. If someone didn't need their blood pressure reducing, it wouldn't do that. It would go and find something else to do in the body. So amazing to have something like tangerine, where if you need sort of uplifting, it will uplift us. If we need calming, it will calm us. It's also anticoagulant, anti-inflammatory, laxative, and sedative, and really good for the immune system and for our skin. It's another one that is light sensitive, photosensitive. So if you're going to use it on the skin, you don't want to then go out in the daylight for at least 12 hours, so you can use it in the evening. But it's a lovely one that you can make an uplifting face oil. It's great for kind of skin imperfections and clarifying the skin. So you could add some tea tree to your face wash and wash your face and then face, and then make a beautiful skin oil to use in the evening to do like some facial massage or gua sha, and then let that soak in overnight, and by the morning you'd be safe to go out in the daylight with it. So really beautiful oils and practical, great ones to have on hand. And as always, yeah, I want to talk about the emotional, energetic properties of them as well, because that is such an interesting story, like a subtext that lies underneath the physical properties. So tea tree is the oil of energetic boundaries, which I always find so funny, because it in the physical realm, it deals with all these like invasive things that can happen. And also it does the same on the energetic le level as well. So it's a cleanser by nature. It's really good for clearing out negative energetic baggage. If you are working a lot with energy, or kind of having to show up and put yourself out there into the world, and you feel like you're kind of having a lot of projection sent back in your direction, you can use tea tree to purify your energetic field. You can always use it as like a cord cutting oil as well. One of my favorite blends of all time is actually a blend of tea tree, geranium, and lemongrass, which is a real beautiful purification blend, but very, very powerful in particular for the mother line and purification of the mother wound. So the tea tree plant in Australia, as it grows, has these beautiful white flowers, which connects it in with the moon. And in that way, then it is very much about the mother line, the grandmother, and what's coming down in our maternal ancestral inheritance. So if you have stuff there that needs healing, then tea tree is a beautiful oil to work with. And it's attuned to the heart chakra and has the animal guide of crab, which I love, because the crab kind of has two messages. It's about that like protection and that inner home, but also like the vulnerability and knowing when it's time to, when we've outgrown our environment and it's time to move on and find a bigger space to stand proud in, and that vulnerability of having to let go of what we know in order to find something new. And the affirmation for tea tree is, I deserve to be nurtured, cherished, and loved, which, yeah, it's a beautiful one to work with. And then on the flip side of this, we have the tangerine, which is so beautiful, the oil of gladness and creativity. And it's this idea that it's such a joyful oil that it can lift us out of our darkest mood. Those who feel overburdened by responsibility can be uplifted by tangerine, and it's encouraging us to be creative and spontaneous, which is such a beautiful invitation, especially, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're moving into spring. So it's very much sacral energy. Interestingly, the animal kind of hedgehog, which I don't know that much about, apart from they feel very well protected with all their prickles. But yes, perhaps something if you work with animal guides that you would like to go and have a little research into. The affirmation is ideas pour naturally and abundantly to me, making it a great ally if you're someone who needs to tap into some creative prowess for your work or, for any area of your life. Maybe you want to invite more gladness and creativity in a dynamic in your relationships, or maybe it is in your work, or maybe actually, in your hobbies, you want to bring more spontaneity and joy of fun. Tangerine is a beautiful oil to work with in all of those ways. And you can add it to your water. You can add it to cacao. It's actually delicious. I had cacao with tangerine and spearmint in this morning, and that was absolutely delicious. A great one. Yes, you could use it in salad dressings as well. So you can use it in your food. You could apply it to your dry brush. Three or four drops of oil on a dry brush before you do your dry brushing in the morning. It's absolutely beautiful. Well, that's all right, Rachel. See you later. So actually using your dry brush and taking that as a time to do some affirmations, all absolutely beautiful ways to work with tangerine. And now I'm going to pass back to Rushna for Jasmine Touch and Intuition.
Okay, thank you, Dot. So these two next ones are probably my favorite. And when the BOGOs came out, these were on my to-do, my list to buy. So I was like, wow, it's such good timing. So they're both roller bottles, but they're very different from each other. So I'm going to start with Jasmine Touch. So first of all, I just want to say that Jasmine is incredible. And often, like out of the people that have experienced Jasmine through me, Jasmine Touch, they're really blown away by the smell when they first smell it. They're like, oh, that really isn't what I thought it was going to smell like. And interestingly, I just want to give a little like context into Jasmine, because Jasmine Touch is in a 10 mil bottle, and it's actually given to us, which is pre-diluted with fractionated coconut oil, so it can actually be, used easier and applied into the skin in an easier way. But the value of it is incredible. So the price that we're paying for the 10 mil Jasmine is $46.25 wholesale, and it may seem, oh my gosh, that's wild. But if you were to get the 2.5 mil pure Jasmine, which is the only thing that's ever been available, and I think it's not for sale unless it's a special offer given as like gifts. It's worth, I don't even know if this is real time, but it was worth $156.25, making it, on par with Rose in certain ways. Do you know what I mean? So it's so beautiful to know why this is brought to us in a touch and why we can't get it. And some of the things I was learning about Jasmine, which I didn't particularly know, I think I knew and I kind of forgot, it's just the way it's harvested, which is why it so costs so much and why it's so special. So it's majority of it is harvested and found and sourced from Egypt. And one of the things they talk about, it's really specific in the way that it's harvested, and I just think it's magical. It's pollinated by moths, apparently, and it has to be harvested at a specific time. I think it's something like 3 a.m. in the morning or something like that, and it has to be perfectly like the perfect time when it blooms, so they get the essence of the actual jasmine flower. Otherwise, you're not going to get the same properties, and it's not going to work in the same way. So I love the way doTERRA really thinks about, so many other companies would just go out and get jasmine and distill it and make it, and it wouldn't be the same quality, and you wouldn't be getting the same kind of physical or metaphysical properties from it. And I just thought it was really important to say that first before we talk about jasmine as a whole and to understand about it. So it's known as the king of flowers, and it's so fragrant. Just as a flower, if you've come across jasmine before, it's really fragrant, and you can understand why it's called that. It's also called the queen of night. particularly because of what I just said, like as well, because the way it's harvested, the way it smells more and richer during the night. And because of that, it's kind of a connotation behind it all is linked around feminine energy and sexuality and like the whole, the kind of like, I suppose like getting drunk on the perfume of jasmine and intoxicated on those smells. And like for years and for centuries, it's been known to be used in that type of way. But in particular, jasmine oil is it, this one in particular smells quite like musky to me. It's quite strong, and I love popping it in my hair. It's one of my favorite things to do, favorite oil to use in my hair as a hair perfume, and so I can smell it in my hair when I'm like out and about. It has this, it's helping us to look at our kind of sexual energy in a balanced way. So really think about it like in a sacred way, rather than like being overly, you know, like uncomfortable with our sexual like ideas or ideology or thoughts, rather really seeing it as a sacredness and knowing what it's about for our body and how to kind of like work with it for ourselves. It works quite deeply in terms of like dealing with like trauma that we might have in our body when it comes to like sexual trauma in any way. And that doesn't necessarily have to be like actual sexual trauma. It could also be like trauma that we've created ourselves because of our relationship with sex over the years. And like and for women especially, I think it can be such a taboo subject. We can either be absolutely brilliant and inhibited in terms of like our sex drive, our thoughts and our language around it. And in the same way, it's like if you do that, you're spoken about in a certain way and you're like, you know, judged in a certain way. So like it's even things like that. I think working with jasmine and helping us create a healthier experience and relationship with that sexuality in ourselves is really, I think, important. And just knowing about what it works with in the body as well, it's quite incredible. So it's a really big antidepressant. So it can be worked in that way for depression and mood. It's also a sedative, so it can be worked really, and that's why it's so good in meditation and relaxation. And you can actually use it for sleep rolled onto the bottom of your feet on a regular basis to see. We're all blueprints, so often not all the oils work the same way on each of us. So I just feel like when you know that jasmine is one that can be used for sleep, give it a go, because if you're struggling with sleep and that's one that, you know, something's not working for you, give that one a go. Is yeah, and it's a calmative, so it's actually really good for the skin as well as the nervous system. It could be really good for fine lines and wrinkles, so you could use it like you would rose, for example. Like you could use it in like your own serum, or roll it over your face and use your moisturizer, or roll it in particular in onto certain areas. Apparently, it's really good for infertility, and it's really interesting. We talked about that whole sexual link to it, and so using it in like actual points like of your body, reflex points of your body, the fertility reflex points in your body on a regular basis is something that's been used for a really long time. And I love this. I'm going to kind of move on to like the metaphorical and like more spiritual aspect of it. Jasmine is The name jasmine is derived from the word yasmin, which is like a Persian name. And the literal, you know, the literal meaning of that is gift of the gods. And so when you think of like the word jasmine and it's the gift of the gods and how that just makes us feel, like how beautiful that is, how like how special that is. And in Buddhist culture, it's really known as the oil for like motherhood rites, love rites, and birthing rites. And again, it's so feminine, it's so bringing into all of our feminine energies. And for me in particular, I love to work with jasmine in particular with a prayer. And so in Hinduism, it's used in prayer a lot. It's used, the jasmine flower and jasmine oil is used to gift to the gods in terms of like interpretation of prayers and things. And one particular prayer that I like to use is the Ganapati, like the Ganesh prayer. So it's Om Gan Ganapati Namaha. And using that with jasmine is the two together is just such a beautiful union, really powerful. So where you go into meditation and use that all together, for me, it's one of my favorite practices. And it's linked so beautifully together. It just helps with bringing in that feeling of like clearing our obstacles. Ganesh is known as like clearing away obstacles, the god of obstacles. And working with jasmine, like to hit feel that clarity in ourselves when we're clearing away and working with obstacles. It's just, yeah, for me, it's a really powerful way of working with it. And I'm going to move it. So jasmine is 4625, and as I said before, like the reason why it's that part, you're getting such a beautiful, pure, like version of it, and you would get in tune for free with that, which is a 10 mil roller, and that's worth 37.25. And in tune is one of my favorite blends. It's actually what I call my perfume. Most people think I smell of in tune because I would use it as a perfume so regularly. And what's interesting is in tune is pure, so it comes in that 10 mil bottle, but it's one of the rare 10 mil oils that we have that are pure. A lot of them are the touch oils, which come with the fractionated coconut mixed in, but in tune is pure. So because of that, it's so much stronger. I don't blend it any further. I use it pure. So I use it on my passports pure, and that's why it's like a perfume for me. But you could, in theory, take some of that out and blend it into another roller bottle and make it go further. So it's also known as the focus blend. So if you come across the word focus blend, you're like, what is it? This is the one they're talking about, the Intune blend. And interestingly, it has loads of things in there that make it so special. And I've got something here that I want to read, actually. Excuse me, I'm going to bring this book out because this is really interesting for me. So essential oils with base notes are common enhancers of focus. This is why it's called the focus blend. And this blend in particular has four of them in there. And it's pure as well. So it's got amaryllis, patchouli, frankincense, and sandalwood. And that's why it makes it such a powerful focused related oil blend and can be used in that kind of way. And I just thought it was really beautiful. It's a really interesting smell. It's woody, but it's also kind of got citrusy. It's just a really interesting, special smell, to be honest. And in particular, because of the way that it works, it's really good for like Alzheimer's. It has been known to work for like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, people who need that extra stimulation and focus in the brain in particular. And it can also be used really well for emotional balance and in our own bodies. So in particular, it can be used for conditions like ADHD, ADD or ADHD, and you would use it at the back of the neck and just behind the ears. And in the same kind of way for hyperactivity, you could use it behind the ears or diffuse it for hyperactivity as well. But at the same time, it's one of the what Dot was saying earlier, it works in this way, but it also works as a sedative. So interestingly, because some of the things that are in there, like sandalwood and frankincense, all of those kind of things, putting it on the bottom of your feet can also use as a calming sedative sleep kind of blend as well. And I have a couple of things I want to say about this, because I don't remember where this came from, but somebody once spoke to me about this and said, is this in tune the starseed oil blend? And I don't know where that came from, but ever since then, that's exactly how I felt about it. It feels like the starseed blend. It feels like the one that you would work with when you want to work with that energy of yours. And I, for one, I love using it when I'm going to a sound bath, when I'm going to some type of practice where I'm laying down, and that smell is really going to surround me and help me get to a different state of mind. And I have had people in sound baths who've laid next to me asked me as soon as it's over and said, what do you smell of? And I just find it incredible, because when you've got something on, you don't smell it yourself often, but like they have said to me, what do you smell of? Because laying next to you has completely changed my experience. And that's how powerful Intune is and how it would work. So one of the other things that I want to talk about is working with balance and in tune together is a really special way of working on a daily basis. So basically, by using balance oil, which is our grounding blend, And in tune, we're bringing the balance of our brain and body together and being more present on a daily basis, like with our brain and body. So I just think that's a beautiful way of working. And I haven't done that before, but actually I do use those oil rocks quite regularly, both of those blends quite regularly. But for now, when I've looked into it, I think I'm going to try doing that on a daily basis, maybe balance grounding on my feet and in tune using it as my perfume still. So that's it. And I have a different affirmation here, which is I am here, I am clear, and I'm ready to focus, which I really love. Yeah, that's it. And is that me again? It is me again, isn't it? It's me again. Yeah. So I'm going to keep going. So the next pairing, this is our last pairing, and I'm going to pass it on to Dot after this, is grapefruit and Mexican cuisine. So grapefruit comes in a 15 ml bottle. It's worth $18.75, and you'll get the 15 ml Mexican cuisine blend, which is $14.75. And so grapefruit on its own is a really light and citrusy oil. It's also sun sensitive, so as we've spoken about twice already, just be careful when you're using it on your body, because be aware of the sun for yourself. It is the oil of honoring the body, and it's really interesting, and I like the term of it being used in that way, because grapefruit is often known as the anti-cellulite oil, or the one that you use to curb your appetite, or the one that you use if you want to lose weight. And it does all of those things. And I think it's great when you want to use it in that way. But often we can create bad relationships and thought processes when we're thinking of our bodies in that way. So, like, actually respecting the fact that it's the oil of honoring the body is also really important. So, realizing that, yes, we may want to use it in this way that's aesthetical, health related for our body, but also it's helping us to remember that our body is our own, and it's special, and it's our only vehicle, and we should honor it and love it and look after it as well. So I love that. And in terms of like physical work with grapefruit, it's an anti-infection. So again, like, you wouldn't really think grapefruit would be that, but it is. It works as a digestive and also as a tonic. And because of that, it's really well used in a detox form. And you can put it in like 1 to 3 drops in your water on a regular basis, using it as a detox. And as I said before, as a weight loss. So, like, just generally, the way that it would work is it would work. You can rub it with a carrier on your body as a massage for areas that maybe have more cellulite, or areas that you want to kind of like work on. But also, it works on our body as curbing our appetite. Grapefruit is like a massive part of MetaPower oil, isn't it? So, like, in terms of that's the work it's doing, it's helping, it does a form of helping curb our appetite, and can work in that sense.
Put grapefruit in my hair a lot. Like, you said you use jasmine. I quite often, when I finish doing my hair in the morning, I'll dry brush with grapefruit quite a lot, and also like put a few drops on my hand and like run it through my hair. And like, yeah, using even that affirmation, I love and accept myself as I am. And then I kind of get it all on my hair. And then when your hair's in your face during the day, you're reminded of that promise you made in the morning. Hey.
And it's so true, isn't it? Like what we were saying, it's so easy for us to like, and it's not just women, but especially women, like, we want to conform to so many other things and like completely forget about who we are and how to love ourselves as we are unconditionally. And so what a beautiful reminder. And actually dry brushing, what a great one to try to dry brush with. It works on such a physical level, but also, as you were saying, like that emotional, like, thought process of honoring your body and looking after it as well. And I wanted to bring in, I mean, there's some things on here. Obviously, if you get the recording, you can see what's on the slides. There's information in there already that we were talking about, grapefruit. But it's a few things that I want to talk about, which is Ayurveda. So in Ayurveda, here we've got that it's assists us in listening to our physical needs and impulses and taking responsibility how I feel, and then it's connected to our sacral chakra. I agree with that. In Ayurveda, when you look at Ayurveda, it's also connected to the heart, solar plexus, and third eye. And when you look at it, why it does that, it's what they say is it stimulates confidence, intelligence, and creativity. And again, when you look at like going back to honoring our body, honoring ourselves, loving ourselves, if we're then like connected all the way through our bodies and really loving on ourselves, it's not just the body, it's everything about ourselves and creating that confidence and creativity and intelligence and honoring that intelligence of ourselves. And I actually adore that as well. In terms of kind of more spiritual aspects of it, it can be used as a cleansing oil as well, and used for like healing rites. So if you're going to be doing any type of healing rites with anybody, you can use it in that way. It really awakens the senses. It really makes us like kind of like sit with that present moment. And then if we were to work with it with ourselves, we could work with kind of like meditation or anointing ourselves and practices which create more inner strength, and remind us of our own resilience and intuition, like connecting to the third eye, and really like initiating into our soul, like our soul purpose, and really understanding what our soul purpose is. And like, so really honoring our body and our soul, our creativity, and really like bringing us into that moment when we need to. I just, yeah, I love that. So moving on, Mexican cuisine. Okay, so I'm gonna be honest with you guys now, straight from the beginning. I don't have Mexican cuisine. Every time it's been on offer, I've not managed to get it, or I've not chosen to get it, and it's gonna change because I'm gonna get it this time. And so I don't know loads about it physically. Obviously, what I've read and what I know about it, but there's a few things that I found fascinating about it. So, it's actually known as the oil of vibrant enthusiasm, and I really like that because when you look at what's in it, it's got avocado oil, it's got lime, which I've never known in any of doTERRA oils to have avocado oil in it, lime, cumin, black pepper, cilantro, marjoram. Actually, I love all of those oils, so I don't know why I don't have it. I would cook with all of that stuff, and it's like, you know, spicing up your life. So yeah, that makes sense, the vibrant enthusiasm. And I read about this in terms of how you could use it more. Obviously, you can cook with it, and I'm going to actually pass it on to Dot after I say these few things about it, which is it can be used to like to bring power and adapt to situations for yourself in life. So when in life, when we have to adapt, we bring in that power for ourselves. So you can use Mexican cuisine in that way to actually really help us adapt to situations. And it works with energetic balancing. So I find that really fascinating. And again, when you look into the properties of each of those oils separately, I can see that, you know. So it helps to bring purpose into your life, like or remind us of our life's purpose more like, and allowing ourselves to actually live that vibrant life, that beautiful life that we want. Because often we say we want all of this stuff, we don't do it, right? So just really allowing ourselves, what is it? It doesn't have to be massive, big, you know, things that shake up our world. It could be just the little things. Does it mean that we allow ourselves to be silly and dance in the kitchen as we're cooking? Do we allow ourselves to be really silly with our children and play with them rather than think about what other people are thinking about ourselves? Like, and just for me, like, I just love that. And maybe when you think about the Mexican culture and like the vibrancy and the colors and all of that and the food, it brings all of that energy for me. And so the last thing I was going to say is, in terms of like encouraging us to shine our courageous self, you know, of ourselves, like that side of ourselves that we don't necessarily might. We love, and we may not feel like we want others to see. It helps us to bring that out more courageously, bring that side of ourselves out more courageously. And in terms of physical health, but looking into some of these properties, I found out that it's really good for healthy blood support and also the cleansing of liver and kidneys. I found that fascinating. And at that point, I'm going to pass it on to Dot because she actually has Mexican cuisine. I'd love to know
I
how
have it.
you
I
use
mean,
it.
it is like it's delicious, and it is like really it packs a punch. And when I see like basically the cuisine oils, when I first saw the cuisine oils, I was a bit like, oh, this is so random. But actually, I use oils in my food all the time, and they're amazing. And the other day, a friend of mine, one of my neighbors, rang me, and she was like, oh, like I'm in the middle of cooking. Like, have you got any fresh ginger? I need ginger for this like dressing. And I was like, well, I don't, but I've got ginger oil. And then she came and got like put the oil in, and that worked perfectly. And like I use the oils like that in cooking so much. And actually now I love the cuisine blends because it's just adding that extra dimension. So it is amazing to add it to like salsa or to guacamole or those sorts of things, or to like add it to an oil and drizzle it as a dressing. You know, if you've already got like a salad dressing, like an olive oil or something, and you just add a few drops to that. And yes, they put the avocado oil and olive oil into the cuisine blends as like a carrier oil, because also it's not always ideal to add them to food when you're hot with the food. You want to add it as a like a dressing over the food after you've cooked it. So that's why it's already in something like an avocado oil, or some of the other ones are in olive oils. But yes, I mean, it's just delicious actually. Even if you're like not a big Mexican, like big into Mexican cooking, just for like salad dressings and stuff, it's absolutely delicious. So yes, highly recommend that you get this in your bundle this time, Rushna. Don't do yourself out. Just muted myself. So that brings us to the end of the bundle. Now, if you want to, if you already have a doTERRA account, you can just log in and order any combination of those pairings. You don't have to buy the whole lot. You can buy one, two, three, four, or five of the pairings. If you buy the five, that's classed as the BOGO bundle. And when you buy the bundle, you will receive a free rollable of the citrus bloom oil. Now, I've got like a teeny tiny bit left in my 15 ml bottle from when it was last in an offer, because it's not a blend that's ever normally available. It is known as the oil of new beginnings. I've just realized I haven't put what's in there. Hang on. Citrus bloom. Let me find it in my. So it has wild orange, grapefruit, lavender, Roman chamomile, and magnolia. It is such a heavenly blend, and I love it because it's, yes, this idea of this oil of new beginnings. So it's when you're in that phase of metamorphosis and transition, and everything you're like becoming, rather than, you know, you've kind of taken your foot off from where you were, but you're not like yet safely landed where you're going. This is the oil blend to work with. In particular, the magnolia in there is the oil of compassion. So it's about kind of the self-compassion and the grace that we need as we're making those mistakes, as we're sort of clumsily stepping into our new chapter. You know, sometimes we miss something or we have to let something go. And the citrus bloom blend is amazing for all of that. It's also great for kind of clearing out stagnant energies that can maybe keep us feeling a bit stuck, and trusting in our own purpose as we sort of take the steps that we need to take. So beautiful heart chakra oil. And affirmation for this blend is, I have permission to allow my, oh, I, oh, it's meant to be say, I give permission. Sorry. I give permission to allow my inner compass to direct my life's path. It's that trusting of your inner journey of like where you're going. So an amazing oil to get your hands on. It's never normally available. The last time, I think this was at least 18 months ago, that Citrus Bloom was featured in a BOGO, and I've been eking it out, but there's probably like one last go in the diffuser left in that bottle, and then it'll be all gone. So I'm very excited to be able to get myself the rollable to use again. So that is something that you can get as an additional, oh, freebie. What have I done here? An additional freebie.
I'm just going to say something which is really funny. Like when I first ever got that bottle, not that bottle, a bottle a while ago, it must have been 2 years ago, it might have been the same time. I didn't realize how I wouldn't be able to get it again. And I did a spring class and I gave 20 people like samples of it pure. And then afterwards I was like, oh my gosh, I'm
That.
quite
There
confident. So all of you people, you have lots of beautiful samples.
we go. So yeah, it's an amazing one. Don't give it away. So that's if you purchase the whole BOGO bundle. I'm just finishing nearly like 2 more minutes. So it's half term. So the kids have been very patient. So thank you so much for joining us. And if you already have your doTERRA account, then you can from tomorrow, Tuesday the 18th of February, you'll be able to log in and order whichever BOGOs you want to purchase, whether that's one or two of the pairings or the whole bundle. They used to start it like at a specific time. I think if you're a bit of a night owl and you're up around 1 o'clock tomorrow morning, you'll probably be able to get on and order it then, because they've done that now. Because Europe is now like the fastest growing market in doTERRA, the European server gets very overloaded when they do sales and special offers. So if you get in there at like kind of the early doors, it should be quite straightforward. From about 8 o'clock onwards tomorrow, I would expect the website to be a little bit temperamental. You might have to queue to get in. Just trust they really do try to get the volume levels good. I can't imagine anything will sell out on the first day. I hope not anyway. The price for the full bundle will be about £200. But I need to double check exactly how much, but it'll be around about £200 from what I seem to remember working out. And the saving is, I think, about £135 compared to buying everything separately without the offer. Now, if you don't already have a doTERRA account and you're watching this recording, then you need to get back to the person who shared the call with you, whether that's someone on our team or someone else, doesn't matter where you've kind of found this call from, but always go back to the person who originally spoke to you about this offer, because the way doTERRA works is that we're kind of like a volunteer sales force, and we need if we've been spending time sharing and explaining things to you, then always go back to that person so that they can help you carry on getting supported, so that you're kind of registered under their organization. And so, when you've gone back to that person and had a chat, figured out what you want to do, you can get set up with your own account. Now, what does that mean? Some people feel a lot of pressure about having their own account in doTERRA, but all it means is that you can log on at any time and make orders or not based on what you need and what you want to do. It gives you access to wholesale pricing, which is a 25% discount across the whole website. The prices we've quoted today in the class are the wholesale prices. You'll get a free new member consultation where we go through your needs and make sure you're really confident using your oils, and you get access to all the relevant ongoing support and free education. If you normally that account, you would have to buy a specific enrollment kit or pay £24 to open the account. But with the BOGO bundle, if you buy the whole bundle, you'll be able to qualify to get that account for free. So not only will you get a free wholesale account, you'll also get lots and lots of free oils, plus, potentially the free citrus bloom as well. So it's a really incredible offer. Oh, and Claire has just worked it out for us. It's about £207, the bundle. Thank you. Very efficient there. That's amazing. So really a phenomenal saving, an incredible toolkit to have, and like what beautiful oils to support you as you kind of move into this next chapter of your health and wellness journey. If you have any questions, go back to the person who shared the recording with you. If you're seeing this in a group that's popped up, you can just ask questions in the group where you find it. We'd love to answer any questions and make sure you have everything you need to make a good decision tomorrow morning when the BOGOs go live on the website. And they will be available until, I think it is until Friday. Oh my gosh, I did look. Hang on. So they run. Oh gosh, where? I haven't got it written down. They go. I've got it on the first slide. Here we go. Until the 24th of February, which I don't know when that is now.
That's
No,
Monday,
on
so
Monday.
that's great.
Okay, next Monday. So you've got all, this week and over the weekend. But I wouldn't hang back if there's something that you're pretty certain you want, because I'd hate for anyone to be disappointed if they've misjudged the stock levels and don't have enough. Okay, so that is everything. Thank you so much for those who joined us on the live. Thank you for those who have watched the recording. We're excited to help you get these oils and these incredible offers into your life. So I'm going to stop the recording.